So Matt Charbonneau, he covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Detroit News. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. When you come back from games like this and MSU loses or gets smoked, does that kind of bum you out a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, personally, you know, non-journalist, it does a little bit, but you know, in some ways, it you certainly have a kind of a guarantee. There's certainly compelling things to write about this week, and you know, especially for Michigan State, I think it all goes back to that offensive line, and there's going to be a lot of focus on it this week. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, you got Central coming in, and Dan Enos coming back. So there's a lot of interesting things coming up this week. So it won't be dull. That's for sure.
31-13 in South Bend. What the heck happened?
Oh gosh, there's a lot of issues there. You know, the one thing I'll say, the defense, they had a tough first drive, really didn't stop the run worth a darn. But after that, I think the defense played pretty darn good overall. But obviously there are plenty of issues, you know, like I said, up front offensively. That offensive line right now is just getting physically overmatched, and it was really evident, you know, in that game Saturday. Special teams were not good. We saw the kickoff return for the touchdown. The botched fake field goal, which, you know, leads to more questions on coaching, the decision to do that. You know, there were some questionable offensive calls. So, you know, overall it was not good. You know, offense was not good. The coaching wasn't great. Special teams was bad. So you throw all that together and you get what you got there.
Do you expect changes to be made on the offensive line?
Well, I think the obvious change right now, I think, and everyone knows this, is after Skylar Berkeley got hurt, which we don't really have an update on yet, but it looks like it's a long-term thing. So, you know, Fofanodi will probably take over that right tackle. Right now, I can't imagine there's a lot of changes they can make other than maybe bringing Travis Jackson in at center. You know, at left tackle, the really only option now is maybe going back to a guy like Magaha. But I really think they want to kind of keep riding it and see where it ends up. I think some of their issues can be that they still haven't kind of gelled as a unit, but you know, it was certainly a concern because physically they were outplayed on Saturday.
All right, Kirk Cousins threw an interception. I had to slap myself because I thought it was 2 years ago when Kirk Cousins threw that interception near the goal line, and it happened again. What did he say happened on that play?
Well, here's the funny thing: Kirk was not very talkative after the game, and you know, a lot of the guys they weren't feeling great about what happened, and you can kind of understand that. So he didn't really get into that specifically, and what I saw is, and something he's talked about in the past, is sometimes he has a tendency to rely too much on his arm, and he thinks even if it's a small opening, he thinks he can get it in there. And I think on that interception specifically, he was figuring, I'm just going to fire it in here, and I'm going to get it to the guy. And obviously, that wasn't the case. And I think that was a perfect instance of him kind of relying on his arm too much, figuring, you know, he was going to fit it in there regardless of where the defense was.
All right, Central Michigan comes to town this Saturday. They were smoked by Western over the weekend. What can we expect in that ball game?
You can expect some coaches and some players in a bad mood, I imagine. You know, it's obviously a homecoming for Dan Enos, but, you know, I can imagine he was hoping to come in a little higher than he is right now. So it'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of focus for Michigan State of kind of putting Notre Dame behind them. Obviously, Central, I think, is going to be a little overmatched here, so it's kind of just a chance for Michigan State to kind of get back to basics, get that offensive line some more time before, you know, they're back on the road in 2 weeks at Ohio State. So, you know, they got to get back at it quick and figure out what's going on, or else this could be a frustrating year.
And we have to be careful here, and by we, listen, my homer comment, Michigan State has to be careful here because Central will be fired up, and three times, you know, during the last 10 years, they've come in and got the job done.
Well, you're right. I mean, if there's any team out there that Michigan State should never look past at Central, doesn't matter whether they're good, they're mediocre. I mean, we've seen it happen too many times. I go back to when I was a punk kid there in Central coming in and beating up on George Perla's team. So, yeah, there should be no other team that gets their attention more than Central Michigan. So, you know, I would expect them to be pretty focused, but, you know, they certainly can't look past them.
All right. Now, tell us Michigan State men's basketball. Everything's locked in for the Carrier Classic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, they unveiled the trophy last week. I got to say, that's one of the most bizarre things, that they're playing a game in San Diego between Michigan State and North Carolina, and they have a luncheon in New York. So I can't really figure that one out. But, you know, I know Tom's pretty fired up, but they've been looking forward to this for a while. So, you know, it's all official now. They're ready to go. And, you know, it should be exciting. It might be a little bit of a gimmick. Who knows? But, you know, anytime you put two teams like Michigan State and North Carolina together, you throw in these circumstances, this is going to be a big event. And, you know, I know they're looking forward to it, and certainly I am. So it should be exciting.
All right, 11-11-11 on an aircraft carrier in San Diego. Michigan State will go against North Carolina. And unless we're going to be your computer or something, forget about tickets because you can't get them.
Yeah, you got it. It's all going to, you know, service members, their families, that kind of stuff. So I'm feeling pretty lucky that I get to be there for this one. And the bigger adventure is getting from there to Iowa City the next day for the football game. So we'll have quite a story to tell at the end of that one. But the basketball game should be exciting. And I'm interested to see how they put it all together on an aircraft carrier. But it certainly should be fun.
All right, you can read Matt Charbonneau, DETnews.com, and in the Detroit News, All-State, Michigan State football and men's basketball. He'll have that info. Matt, as always, thanks so much.
You got it, Tony. Anytime.